box was carved in 95, and it was bought by a farmer as a gift for his wife. And she played it in the parlor by the blue gas light, while the farmer and the children sang. She learned old Aunt Rhody and Home Sweet Home, and she played till the kids had kids of their own. But she sold that box when the well went dry, with 100 twos inside. A cafe singer named Angeline was a big sensation in the Paris scene, but she gave it all up to follow her dreams and the heart of a young G.I. Well, they settled down to a Midwest life, and she bought a mandolin from a farmer's wife. She got a job singing on the radio, where she even met Bill Monroe. There's a thousand stories in the cardboard box. You hear them singing when the rosewood talks. Every soul that sang when the eight strings rang left a song in the cardboard box. Boy with a country heart fell into trouble right from the start. So Grandma Angeline stepped in, yeah, and she gave him that mandolin. And she taught him a tune from the French Cafe. Ah, but when he heard some bluegrass, he had to play. Took a few good chords and he was on his way, and he swears it saved his life. There's a thousand stories in the cardboard box. You can hear them singing when the rosewood talks. Every soul that sang when the eight strings rang left a song in the cardboard box. Well, that box wound up in an old pawn shop, where it hung in the window by a shotgun. And it caught my eye and I had to stop. Oh, and I loved the way it played. Now late at night when there's no one home, I sing to myself, but I'm not alone. I hear old Aunt Rhody and Home Sweet Home, a little French musette, an old chanson, even some Bill Monroe. There's a thousand stories in the cardboard box. You can hear them singing when the rosewood talks. Every soul that sang when the eight strings rang left a song in the cardboard box. A thousand stories in the cardboard box. You can hear them singing when the rosewood talks. Every soul that sang when the eight strings rang. Left a song in the cardboard box.